After Jerome Thomas died in police custody, his family is now filing a federal wrongful death lawsuit against the Columbus Division of Police. Jerome Thomas died January 23rd at Riverside Methodist Hospital. He had called police January 14th. Sean Walton, the attorney representing his family, says Thomas was a paranoid schizophrenic and had been hallucinating after ingesting cocaine. Walton says the family is seeking more than $2 million total.
He suffered several broken ribs, head and body contusions, a blood clot near his sternum, and other injuries. And so his physical injuries do not coincide with the statement by Columbus police that they used minimal force on him.
The Franklin County Coroner's Office ruled that Thomas's death was accidental and caused by a lack of oxygen flow to his brain, which was induced by cocaine toxicity and cardiac arrest. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.